I wrote a song after, believe it or not, after Michael Foot was at the Cenotaph, and he was criticised for wearing a so-called donkey jacket. And it got me so angry, I thought, well, here's someone who would have represented the soldiers in the trenches, who were full of lice, there's vermin in the trenches, and they would have been proud that someone like Michael Foot was there in a donkey jacket.
Peter Hooton, lead singer of The Farm, wrote the song for which his band is most famous. All Together Now was released 20 years ago today, and it went to number 4 in the charts.
There's no ambiguity about the meaning. There's something stronger than war. That's actually in the lyrics. A spirit stronger than war was wrecked that night.
Peter says All Together Now was an anti-war song, but since its release 20 years ago, it's been used in numerous ways, maybe losing some of its meaning in the process. Can you list some of the ways it's been used?
It's been used by numerous football teams, lots of commercials. We did famously reject an advance from the Sun newspaper through News International, and also from British Gas. And we said to British Gas, we'll let you use it when you renationalise. We didn't want them to really use it, so we just came up with something glib. All together now. The German World Cup song, they changed it from All Together Now, and they took away No Man's Land, because I don't think they wanted a reference maybe to the war, you know.
The Farm had basically just blasted onto the scene. I just fell in love with The Farm straight away.
Jay Wheeler calls himself The Farm's number one fan. We're in his living room, where he has a whole wall of Farm memorabilia.
This photo here is quite special to me, because this photo was taken in Wolverhampton, and that was the first time that I got to meet the band.
And he's been spreading the word at work too, as a serving soldier in the Queen's Royal Hussars and now the Reservists.
When I was in Iraq in 2008, I was part of the transition of converting Iraqi soldiers and teaching them basic British military skills. I used to put a bit of fun into it. And I actually got this squadron's worth of Iraqi soldiers singing the chorus to All Together Now. And it worked, because it was almost like I'd brought a barrier down, you know, with that song. In no man's land, together. It's an anti-war song, you know, there's no kind of gripes about that. Unfortunately, you know, in certain situations, to kind of obtain and sustain peace, sometimes you have to go to war. I'm not going to argue with Peter Hooton's philosophy on All Together Now. That's what All Together Now does for me. You know, let's go home and we're coming home. And it just makes a lot of sense to us.
Peter Hooton says he finds it difficult to listen to the football and techno versions of his song, but he'll always be moved by the original.
I went to a school in Bootle recently on Remembrance, just before Remembrance Sunday, and they did All Together Now, 75 children. They read out Wilfred Owen poems and Siegfried Sassoon poems. Very emotional occasion, very poignant.
You know, life throws so much crap at us from time to time. The only thing that you can really enjoy and trust is music, and I think song, whatever form, will kind of, you know, put the world right in its own little way.
And perhaps in the end, that's all the protest songwriter can ever really expect, to simply help people put their own world to rights.